A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of God is..." I'm going to call you right back. Wait, can I just start up from here? Because I know you can cut and patch it. Okay. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again. And out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." One of Jesus' favorite things to talk about, really one of the only things he talked about, was a mystery called the kingdom of God, or as the Gospel of Matthew refers to it, the kingdom of heaven. In reality, another way of speaking about what Earth will look like when God's dreams for our planet are realized. Because it was such a great mystery, Jesus used many different images to describe the kingdom. A mustard seed, a wide net, a bit of leaven added to a great batch of dough. The list could go on at length. And today, Jesus adds two more images. The kingdom of God is like a pearl. It's like a treasure. Jesus wants us to know that the kingdom of God is a thing of great value, of great beauty. Even if you were to trade all you own to possess it, you would still come out the winner. Even if you were to give your whole life on its behalf, you would still get the better bargain. The kingdom of God is that good, that desirable. There's a funny little tension in today's passage, however. The merchant discovers the pearl in the middle of a search. Here's the person whose eyes have been trained to hunt for the finest pearls, to recognize their value. Here's a person who spends his days walking among the fishermen on a quest. Whereas in the other scenario, a man totally stumbles upon a treasure in a field that's not even his own. Just luck, one could say. Now, how fair is that? But that's the way it is with God's kingdom, isn't it? There are some who search for God's kingdom their whole life long, ready to take on arduous journeys. Consider the Magi we hear about at Christmas, daily searching the skies looking for a sign that God's gift has arrived, and then following, searching. And then there are the shepherds, just out there in the fields minding their own business, when angels arrive unannounced to offer them the same gift. Or consider Nicodemus, a scholar of the law, desperately trying to understand Jesus' preaching, seeking him out for nighttime conversations. And then there's the one often called Dismas, the thief next to Jesus on the cross, who accidentally ends up in Christ's presence only hours before his death. This is a theme that repeats itself often in Scripture. God does not abide by our sense of how things should work, in which only the good and deserving inherit the kingdom. God's goodness is so immense that lots and lots of different people have come to experience it via lots of different ways. And whether we are searchers or stumblers ourselves, let us be ever so grateful that the good news of the kingdom has found its way into our lives, and devote all our energies, our resources, to loving it, living it, and helping others to search or stumble their way into God's expansive embrace as well.